Welcome back to Prophecy Today. As promised, David Dolan standing by. He has his Middle East news update. This is another portion of our broadcast is key. If you're a student of Bible prophecy, you want to know what's going on in the Middle Eastern region. God's Word lays out a scenario, and as we look at these current events, we see how that scenario is coming so much better into focus and about to be fulfilled. Well, let's go to David Dolan. The crisis with the Russians that's going on between Israel and Russia, I'm wondering, David, if you think this is going to affect the capabilities of operational activities to shut down any movement of military personnel, terrorist military personnel, or munitions like that which was being sent over to Hezbollah there in southern Lebanon. We probably will talk about a couple of other issues, but Israel's not going to slack off. They're going to continue to defend their nation, aren't they?
Well, so they've said, Jimmy. We've had statements from the Prime Minister, Defense Minister, the Chief of Staff, and others to that point, that Israel will continue, as long as Iran continues to ship weapons to Hezbollah via Syria and to use Syrian air bases and other bases for this. Iran has its own bases now there, as we've talked about before, that Israel will continue to interdict them, they say. You know, they'll continue to destroy those weapons. That's what happened, of course, this week when Israeli jets went to a target near the Russian air base at Latakia, and they bombed a Syrian position that was known to be holding weapons heading for Hezbollah, Iranian weapons, and they took off. 20 minutes later, the Syrians shot at a Russian jet, a spy plane that was coming back to that Air Force base that Russia maintains there and has improved and expanded. It's a very up-to-the-minute air base now that they have there in the last few years, and shot it down. 15 Russians killed, and of course, Syria was responsible. Israel said our planes were already totally out of the area, back in Israel airspace, Israeli airspace. In fact, when this occurred, it was Syria that did it. But the Russians claim that the Israelis just flew in on the back of the Russian plane coming in. They kind of hid behind it and then took off around it and hit their target. The Israelis say no way, they weren't anywhere near the Russian plane. The Syrians, this is their method. They often shoot after the Israelis have left the scene. Their anti-aircraft missiles start firing. This isn't new. And that Syria is responsible. Well, Russia doesn't want to blame its allies. So Putin is calling it a complicated situation. He hasn't directly blamed Israel, but he has said Israel was part of it, part of the equation. But Jimmy, you asked if this is going to affect Israel's ability to respond. It already has, because Russia announced the closure. Now, how it can do this is another question, because it really doesn't have the legal right to do this, but it announced a closure of the Eastern Mediterranean, both the sea and the airspace and land routes to it between Cyprus, the island of Cyprus, northern Syria near the Turkish border, down to southern Lebanon. This whole area, they said, is an area that we will be holding military exercises at least until the middle of next week, and it is now closed to all other private commercial. Israel has to divert some of its flights, in other words. French and U.S. military aircraft operate in that area, as do Turkish aircraft. They'll have to curb their operations if they abide by this. We have to see what the U.S. response will be. But this effectively closes Israeli jets from hitting targets in Lebanon or Syria, at least from that quadrant, from the sea. And most of the time, Jimmy, Israel does fly into these targets from the Mediterranean, because if they fly over land from Israel, they fly over Syrian territory or over Lebanese territory, they're more likely to have missiles fired at them. It limits their ability, let's put it that way. But more than that, Jimmy, is Russia saying, is Putin saying, from now on, we will not allow you, Israel, to attack Iranian targets in Syria? They haven't said that out loud, but what did they say privately to this Air Force chief? We don't know. And they're hinting that this may be the case, that they have decided to come down on Iran's side to support Iran's self-declared ambition to remain in Syria and to continue to build up its bases there, Israel vowing that they will get rid of them. And, of course, the U.S. is backing Israel in this, Jimmy. This could be a clash developing between the United States and Russia, because the Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, said on Thursday that It's the U.S. presence in eastern Syria and across the river, the Euphrates River in western Iraq, that is the main threat to the stability of Syria today. He said the Assad regime is now in control of most of the country, and the Idlib province is next. They've given till mid-October for the rebels to leave there, and then they'll launch an offensive to take that, and they'll control the whole country apart from the eastern desert area where the oil is, where the U.S. is. So he's setting up, possibly, Lavrov is, a confrontation with the United States. And there has been clashes, as you know, this year between U.S. and Russian forces inadvertently a couple times. So this could take place. So it's a very delicate, very, very tense situation. And it comes with many other things going on in Iran and Gaza and terror attacks in Israel, Jimmy. Just a very difficult period. Of course, these are the holy days between Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles coming up next week, and usually a time of just joy and peace in Israel and relaxation. Well, I mentioned last week in 73, they were in the middle of a war for their existence. And Jimmy, the Iranian chief prayer giver in Tehran, the guy that delivers the sermon at the Friday prayers of the main mosque in Tehran, said yesterday on Friday that Israel's days are numbered. He said it's time for Israel to say goodbye. Those were the exact words he used. What do they mean? Are they preparing an attack imminently? This comes after Nasrallah of Hezbollah said also on Thursday that Israel will soon disappear. We have weapons they don't even know about, precision weapons, and they're going to get pummeled. Well, Netanyahu responded at a Bible study, Jimmy, that he holds occasionally at his home. He was there with some of his compatriots studying the Bible, and he made a comment that made it into the news that if Nasrallah thinks he can do that, he has something else coming for him, and that we will pummel Iran and Hezbollah and anybody that joins them. So the war of words has gotten extremely hot, Jimmy, and it looks like we may be on the verge of a full-scale action, and Iran is holding military exercises near the Gulf of Hormuz, and the U.S. has been doing the same. The oil exports, a third of the world's oil that goes by sea comes out of there, so things are just really hot right now, and we'll see where they go, but a lot of prayer is needed for sure over the situation.
Absolute tangible evidence that the scenario found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, Psalm 83, Daniel, chapter 11, is so much in focus it almost could happen within the week, and all of this could explode into what that prophetic scenario calls for in the prophetic word of God. Friends, that's why we have David Dolan on this broadcast, and we're going to continue to have him at this broadcast table with all this information. Look at a couple of other issues with you quickly, David. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Jewish settlers entering Al-Aqsa. And I guess the Islamic world calls the entire Temple Mount Al-Aqsa as one of their statements that they use. And they did force these Jewish settlers to get up there in light of those Jewish holy days that you were talking about, Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles. Jewish settlers and those who want to build that temple, they're not going to sit still, are they?
Well, no, Jimmy, and everybody knows that if there is a major change in the situation on the Temple Mount or in Jerusalem or the area, it will probably be as a result of another major war. So the fact that the war clouds are building and all of this is happening has many, especially Orthodox Jews, religious Jews, saying the same thing you began. Ezekiel is coming. Prophecy is going to be fulfilled. The God of Israel lives. We're back in our land. These are the days of redemption, and therefore something is probably going to happen in Jerusalem and the Temple Mount as well. That's the expectation, certainly, of many, many people now. Jimmy, I would say it's probably the same sort of buzz in Israel that there was before the 67 war. Mm. Everybody knew it was coming. The Egyptians and Syrians and their allies were all threatening Israel like today. Actions were taking place. There was military maneuvers happening everywhere like is taking place. Violence in Gaza like is taking place. Terror attacks like we've had this week taking place. And it resulted, of course, in a war, but it resulted in Israel capturing three times as much land as they had before the war in just 6 days. And, of course, most importantly, the eastern half of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. So there's that same sort of level of excitement and expectation. But, of course, I mentioned last week also dread, because everybody knows these, quote, precision weapons that Hezbollah says they have, Nasrallah says they have, are rockets that will hit cities and maybe will have chemical or even possibly field nuclear devices on them. There will be many casualties in any war that comes. Everyone knows that. So there's dread, but there's also excitement and a sense, certainly amongst religious Jews, that the God of Israel is in this. His hand will be stayed, and his hand will protect overall Israel's existence. It is not time, nor will it ever be time, for Israel to say goodbye.
Well, they'll never say goodbye, and it's so exciting to realize the Prime Minister of the State of Israel is studying the Word of God, and he recognizes where Israel is today and actually using the Word of God to warn the enemies of what could happen. Very, very exciting report. David, thank you so very much for this Middle East News update. We'll talk again next week, buddy.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.
Going to take a break when we come back. John Rood standing by. He's got a report on the European Union. A lot of activity there. John Rood will be at this broadcast table in a moment right here on Prophecy Today.